Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Christmas meditation this morning, an application to our daily faith life, is found recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was a true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So far, sermon text. In Christ Jesus, the long-awaited seed, root, and life of Jesse's tree, dear fellow redeemed. During our midweek Advent services, we've been seeing that Jesus is indeed the seed, the root, and the life of Jesse's tree. And last night, in our Christmas Eve program, we heard that Jesse's tree is also Jesus' family tree. It began already in the beginning of time with our first parents, Adam and Eve, and the first promise that God would send the Savior into the world continued on to the father of all believers, Abraham, and the repeat of that promise, "In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." And the greatest news of all is that you and I, we are part of, we're members of that family of Christ through faith in him. We just read in our sermon text this morning that the true life of that tree became flesh and dwelt among us. We don't look into glorious palaces and halls of the mighty and the powerful and the rich. Instead, we look into the humility and the poverty of the stable in the manger to see the babe of Bethlehem. There and there alone, we see that great and mighty wonder, the Word incarnate, the Word made flesh and blood. You know, that first Christmas was probably like many other nights and days. For some, it was just busy doing whatever their life did. For some, it might have been struggling against hunger, oppression, fear, desperation. Others, it might have been living in luxury, in comfort and ease. And still for others, it must have been just going through the simply daily routines of life. But for most, that first Christmas was just another day lived in total darkness. Because it was, and unfortunately still is, a dark world in which we live. God had created the world for humankind to live in union with him in light, in total light and perfection. Jesus walked, God walked and talked with his creation in the Garden of Eden. He was the light of life to them. In peace and love and harmony. And then darkness came into the world. His creatures disobeyed him, ate of the forbidden fruit, and brought darkness and sin and death into the world, so that now their children would go into the world and take that darkness with them, so that there is a total darkness all around the world in unbelief and sin. And so it was that night in Bethlehem. Not only dark at night when Jesus was born, but darkness in the heart of people 2,000 years ago. Is that world of darkness cut off from the source of light, which is the Creator itself? yet there was a little bit of light, like the sun come over the horizon. There was a maiden girl, the daughter of Eve, the daughter of Abraham, the daughter of Jesse, the daughter of David, who was about to give birth to a son who would become the light of the world. This infant would reverse the horrors of humanity's fall into sin and death and darkness and damnation. This is the miracle of miracles. The Virgin Mary, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would conceive and give birth to God the Son, the Savior of the world. Just meditate on that for a moment. What an amazing miracle. God the Son leaves heaven, is implanted into a woman, a virgin, and is born just like you and I were born, as a little teeny baby, yet without sin. Our theme this morning is Jesus, the first fruits of Jesse's tree. The first point is, this babe is hidden in Jesse's tree. These opening verses of the Gospel of John are some of the greatest and most familiar in all of Scripture. An amazing verse, the evangelist brings the heavenly truth into human words and the heavenly Lord into human sight. The one of whom John is speaking in these words is the author of life, the creator of life. In fact, he's the Word himself. These words are describing the Word of God. We see the story of Jesus doesn't begin with Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger and the shepherds and the angels. The story of Jesus already began way back before creation, in eternity, before time even began. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made." As we said earlier, this is the great and mighty wonder. This was the Creator. The Word now joined himself to his own creation, becoming one like his creation, in order to redeem you and me and all people. This was the first promise from the beginning. From the day human beings fell into sin and into total darkness, through the time of the prophets and the patriarchs and the kings, through a humble man named Jesse, whose tree continued through King David, there's one golden thread that unites all of it. History may change, circumstances may change, but God's promises never change. On this day, this blessed Christmas, we see the descendant of Jesus, the Virgin Mary, bringing into this world baby, who changes everything for everyone forever. The prophets of God had fulfilled or prophesied that for many, many years. For almost 4,000 years, God prophesied he'd be sending his son, the Messiah, into this world. But for the most part, the people heard those prophecies, did not understand that prophetic word. John tells us, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, but the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. God did not choose the visibly great and powerful in this world to show his mighty acts. Instead, he chose that which is humble, and that which is hidden to our human eyes. And so it was that this fulfillment of all things came to a poor maiden girl giving birth to a little baby, lying in a manger, in a stable, in a little town, in the little country of Israel. Here was the babe, hidden in the tree of Jesse, who would now come forth to be the light of the world, the Savior of mankind. Now these are to our second point. This babe is life rising from the dead. And so it was in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago and so it is today. Humanity lives in a world that is defined not by life, but by death. The one constant we see throughout all of history is that people eventually die. Everybody but two have died. In fact, today we see the sanctity of life is denied by government edict almost in every single country in the world, protecting and allowing abortion, killing unborn human life. Homicides and suicides are rising. We hear about it every single day. Nation rises against nation, wars, people killing each other. A deadly virus has encircled the whole world, killed countless millions. And so far, man has been powerless to stop it. Just read the other day, this year, 2020, the death rate in our country will be up almost 18% more than it was last year. When we drive by a cemetery, in our heart of hearts, we realize that someday, that's what we'll be too. Someday, death will take over all of us. And if we don't live when Christ comes, death will indeed take our life as well. Into this grim reality of death and darkness, John rings out this beautiful news that he has power over death. He defies death. He destroys death. This Word, who created all things, brings life. We read in verses 4 and 5, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Even though we have all kinds of lights around here, and last night was filled with lights, this world is really a dark place. And all you got to do is, as we did this morning, examine our hearts, and we see the darkness in our hearts. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We see that darkness in our sinful thoughts, our sinful words, our sinful actions, and we know better. Because of that, we all deserve to be cast into the utter darkness of hell and damnation. And yet, our Savior loved us, that he took upon that darkness on himself. He took upon our death and destroyed it with his light. And when he brings forth light, that's life. Life over death. And that's our third point. This babe brings life to all. This Jesse tree that we've been studying about the last couple of weeks celebrates God's promises throughout human history, from Adam all the way down to Jesus, and includes us today. Promises that are more sure and certain than what our eyes can see or our mind could ever imagine. But the world, the devil, and our own human flesh would have us not look to Jesus for light, not look to Jesus for life, but look within ourselves. Look to our own goodness. We see that in the cults of our day. So it was for Adam and Eve. So it was for Jesse. So it was for the patriarchs. Yet all we find when we look inside of ourselves is more darkness, is more hopelessness. We need God's own light to break into our darkness and change that night into day. And in Jesus, the light of the world, God has given us that blessed light of salvation, a light to lighten our path and to lead us to eternal life. Well, that we remember and learn this great truth, the last verse of our text. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." No human natural eye, no human natural mind could see that on that first Christmas Eve. All they would see was a baby lying there in a manger. And this little child would destroy death forever, destroy darkness and bring forth light. His light remove the darkness of this world, and we bring to him, bring to us salvation. And yet from the time that Jesus is born, all the power of Satan tried to extinguish that light. You know the story? King Herod wanted to kill the baby Jesus, kill all the baby boys 2 years old and under, in and around Bethlehem. As Jesus grew up and began to preach, the Sadducees, the priests, scribes, tried to silence him. And since they couldn't silence him, they killed him. So 33 years after this babe was born in Bethlehem, now as a grown man, Jesus was nailed to the cross. But that's the reason he was born. This babe in Bethlehem came to be born in order to die. We said it before, the cross needs to be behind the cradle, or you don't have eternal life. But he was not only born to die, he was born to suffer the utter darkness of damnation, and then buried into the darkness of the tomb. But as you also know, on Easter Sunday, this babe of Bethlehem, now a man, burst forth from death into life as a light of the world. When this son of Mary rose from the dead, rose from the grave, that light that began at Bethlehem shone so brightly that no one can ever put it out. That light still shines today in the darkness of our hearts, the darkness of unbelievers, the darkness of this world. It's a light that Satan and all of his forces and all the world can never extinguish. It shines this morning as the babe of Bethlehem fills our hearts with his words of peace and love and grace, and it shines brilliantly as we perceive and see with our eyes of faith not just a baby in the manger, our Savior Jesus, like the shepherds who knelt and worshipped him, and see on the cross in the empty tomb a Savior who died for us and rose again, like the disciples saw in Jesus. The light of Jesus shines so brightly on this Christmas morning, and it will shine on into eternity, the eternity that Jesus prepared for you and me. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.